So I have never been a morning person until the last couple months. I've always woken up 5 minutes before my first meeting. And the last couple months, as I've been trying to work on some health habits and change my diet, I started doing keto and trying to exercise, get into zone two, I have been just shifting around a lot of my daily rhythms, and waking up earlier has been one of those rhythms. And one of the things that really helped me was really thinking through the motivation for why I'm waking up in the morning. Because if I'm just waking up to exercise, well, that's not super exciting. Sadly, if I'm just waking up to read the Bible, even, that was just not motivating enough for me to get out of bed. But since I've been going through a lot of this family team stuff with Jefferson Bethke and Jeremy Pryor, I have been really motivated to, you know, build our family like a team. And one of the things that Lisa has mentioned to me before is that, you know, she took JJ had breakfast for him in the morning, got him ready for school. And it was just kind of assumed that, oh, James is a night owl, so I take the mornings. And she enjoyed that to a certain degree, having her own time in the morning. But I just kind of relegated that responsibility of getting JJ ready in the morning. And I sacrificed time with JJ because I just wanted to sleep in, because that had been my kind of ingrained habit. And the last couple months, as I've tapped into the motivation of wanting to wake up, not just because of a health habit, not just because I want to go do cardio in the morning, but I want to wake up in the morning so that I can spend time with JJ and Lisa and kind of send them off in the morning. So Lisa and I have started doing zone two cardio. We walk around the neighborhood for about an hour, get our heart rate, you know, 60 to 70% of its max heart rate. And Peter Attia calls zone two. And so we do that for an hour. And then we get back to the house and we do family worship with JJ. So we'll, you know, as we turn on the light, as he's kind of getting up, we'll read a little passage of scripture, 5, 6, 7 verses, starting in Proverbs. And then we'll pray together as a family. And then we listen to a song. So we're listening to Battle Belongs by Phil Wickham right now. And we'll do that for probably a week and then probably switch out the song and do some hymns and stuff like that. But it's a real short kind of 10-minute rhythm family worship. And then Lisa will continue getting JJ ready, and I'll go downstairs and I'll make breakfast for Lisa and JJ while they leave. And just wanted to do this episode make sure that I documented this change, which I think is a pretty significant change in my lifestyle that's going to have, I think, an outsized impact on our family and on the impact that we can make as a family because of this kind of ingrained rhythm and intentional discipleship of our family. And those small little tweaks, I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot to do 10 minutes of Bible reading, prayer, and singing a song in the morning. But every single day, over and over and over again, ingraining that rhythm into JJ, I think is going to have deep spiritual formation or create deep spiritual formation for him over the, you know, over the years. And so I wanted to talk to you all, grandkids, about this in hopes that you can kind of hear some of the why. Because by the time, you know, this is getting to you, you might not know some of the why. Maybe JJ's explained it to you, maybe he hasn't, but wanted you to be able to hear it from me in the early days of us trying to figure this out. You know, family worship is probably going to evolve and change over the years in terms of like time that it happens during the day. We might start doing it in the evenings as JJ gets older. But right now in this season of our family, doing it in the morning, right after Lisa and I's morning walk, which has also been super helpful, by the way, just getting some time for her and I. But yeah, I hope you found this valuable, and I love you a ton. Hope you're having a great day. Talk to you soon.